This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon, in for Leanne Hansen. Congress is heading into the 2010 elections with an ambitious agenda. This week, an overhaul of the rules governing Wall Street. And coming soon, a revamp of immigration and energy policies. Not to mention the sorting out of a proposed $3.7 trillion federal budget and the tax measures to go along with it. Joining us now to talk about what to expect in the coming months is NPR congressional correspondent David Wellner. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Jackie.
So let's begin. Tell us what happens tomorrow with the financial regulatory bill.
Well, if Democrats are going to cut off the GOP filibuster that's blocking the bill, they'll need the vote of at least one Republican, since there are 59 senators on the Democratic side of the aisle, and 60 votes are needed to override a filibuster. But I'm not so sure even one Republican will break ranks and provide that vote tomorrow. You see, Republicans are trying to strike a deal changing the financial regulations bill before it's brought up for formal consideration, and they don't appear to have such a deal. They know it will be much harder to reshape the bill to their liking once it's on the Senate floor, since they will be the ones then having to muster 60 votes to revise the bill. So they're hoping that by hanging together tomorrow and keeping the bill from being brought up, Democrats will relent and make them some concessions. But Democrats don't seem very inclined to give much ground on this bill because they feel that this time public opinion is on their side, unlike during the health care debate. And this being a big election year for Congress, they also know that blocking the bill gives Democrats something to campaign on, claiming that Republicans are with Wall Street and that they're with Main Street.
David, there was going to be a big bill on climate change and energy that was to be introduced tomorrow by a tripartisan group of senators, Democrat John Kerry, Independent Joe Lieberman, Republican Lindsey Graham. Now it's not going to happen. Why not?
Well, that's because Lindsey Graham, the only Republican who's publicly backing that climate and energy bill, announced yesterday he's no longer behind the measure. So Kerry and Lieberman have postponed rolling the bill out until things change. Now, the reason that Graham stated for backing out is that he thinks that Majority Leader Harry Reid is more committed to bringing up a major immigration bill next in the Senate than he is to putting the climate bill first in line after the financial overhaul. Graham put out an angry statement yesterday calling it a cynical ploy to move forward on immigration now, as Reid indicated he may well do. And Graham's support for the climate bill was crucial because without it, Democrats were unlikely to get the several Republican votes that they'd need to pass the measure.
What about revision of the immigration laws?
Well, I'd say that things do not look very promising right now for passing such a bill, and that's because Lindsey Graham had been the only Republican backing efforts to do a comprehensive immigration bill. And as I mentioned, he thinks the Senate should focus first on climate and energy, and he's accusing Majority Leader Reid of hastily pushing up an immigration bill, which has not even been written yet, because Reid is up for re-election this year in Nevada, which has a large Latino population. But Democrats, though, point to the tough immigration enforcement measure that Arizona's governor signed into law on Friday as a compelling reason for the federal government to act now on immigration. And if Republicans oppose it, there's one more campaign issue.
Very quickly, anything else?
Well, there's just a big Supreme Court nomination to fight over as well once we learn whom President Obama is nominating, and the Bush tax cuts expire this year, so there will be another battle over not extending those tax cuts for the wealthiest.
NPR congressional correspondent David Wellner. Thank you, David.
You're welcome, Jackie.